This is Fresh Air. Geraldine Brooks is the Pulitzer Prize-winning novelist of March, as well as her most recent novel, Horse. Brooks is also the widow of Tony Horwitz, perhaps best known for his book, Confederates in the Attic. Brooks's new memoir, Memorial Days, recalls their long marriage and the aftermath of its sudden end. Our book critic, Maureen Corrigan, has a review.
To us readers who admired Tony Horwitz's writing, infused with his animated and wry first-person voice, his sudden death in 2019 was hard to take in. Horwitz, who was a fit 60-year-old, died of cardiac arrest a few days after his book, Spying on the South, was published. Like his 1998 bestseller, Confederates in the Attic, Spying on the South presciently explored the great divide in America between red states and blue. Curiously, for a writer so attuned to boundary lines, Horwitz, who was traveling on book tour, collapsed and died on a street that divides Washington, D.C. and Maryland. Horwitz's wife, novelist Geraldine Brooks, was far away at their home in Martha's Vineyard. The opening of her memoir, Memorial Days, describes in present tense fragmented phrases what it was like to be on the receiving end of a call from an ER doc whose voice is flat, exhausted, impatient, and who refers to her husband's body as it. That call, Brooks reflects, was the first brutality in what I would learn is a brutal, broken system. Memorial Days is a beautifully modulated cry in the wilderness, an unsentimental contribution to the ever-growing pile of secular literature about grief, in which the end of life is punctuated by a period, not an ellipsis. Brooks converted to Judaism when she married Horwitz some three decades earlier, and though Judaism doesn't offer her the assurance of an afterlife, it endows her with a spiritual language and vision. Memorial Days alternates between the immediate time after Horwitz's death and 2023, when Brooks flies to an isolated cabin on Flinders Island off the coast of her native Australia. The trip, Brooks tells us, represents an effort to escape what Hebrew scriptures call the Metzar, the narrow place. Tending to her two sons in the wake of their father's death and meeting her own writerly deadlines meant that Brooks couldn't surrender to grief. Here's how she explains the need to withdraw. I am taking something that our culture has stopped freely giving, the right to grieve, to shut out the world and its demands. I've come to realize that my life since Tony's death has been one endless, exhausting performance. I have cast myself in a role, woman being normal. I have not allowed myself the wild wideness of an elaborate, florid, demonstrative grief. Instead, it has been this long feeling of constriction, of holding it in and tamping it down and not letting it show. Brooks is far from clueless about the privilege that enables such a retreat. She grew up, as she tells us, in a blue-collar neighborhood of Sydney, in a house where all the furniture was secondhand. She arrived as a scholarship student at Columbia Journalism School, where she met Horwitz, and her life took a turn. The luxury of spending weeks alone in a cabin by the sea gives Brooks not only the time to grieve her husband, but also to grieve the life she might have lived had she never met him. Given Brooks' own distinguished career as a novelist and journalist, it's no surprise Memorial Days is such a powerful testament of grief. But what is more of a surprise is the emergence of another subject, namely the tough reality of the writing life. Brooks says at one point that she thinks of Spying on the South as the book that killed Tony. She recalls that to finish it on deadline, her husband chewed boxes of Nicorette gum, nibbled Provigil, the pill developed to keep fighter pilots alert, and drank pints of coffee. At night, he countered all the stimulants with wine. Wondering how she can practically sustain her life without Horowitz, Brooks is told by a financial advisor that she'll be okay as long as she just keeps writing. There's the rub. Fortunately, Brooks was able to finish her stalled novel in progress, Horse, which was published in 2022. And fortunately, she was able to go on to write Memorial Days, a book that not only pays tribute to a loving marriage between two successful writers, but also manages to be a clear-eyed assessment of the costs of that success.
Maureen Corrigan is professor of literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Memorial Days by Geraldine Brooks. On the next Fresh Air, Germany's federal elections are on Sunday, and Elon Musk is supporting the far-right candidate for chancellor. As the Trump administration moves America's foreign policy to the right, European leaders are concerned about the future of their alliance with the U.S. We'll talk with Anne Applebaum, who writes about the new authoritarianism. Join us. To keep up with what's on the show and get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our managing producer is Sam Brigger. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Lauren Krinzel, Teresa Madden, Monique Nazareth, Thea Challoner, Susan Nyakundi, Anna Bauman, and Joel Wolfram. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. With Terry Gross, I'm Tanya Mosley.